Like I say, we're glad to be back in the house of the Lord this evening. Glad to have all of you that's here in the service tonight. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to do that. We feel the Lord laid on our hearts. And that for the service tonight. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of Zechariah, the third chapter. Zechariah, third chapter. Starting with the first verse. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts. And I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall you call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. 10 verses. Third chapter of the book of Zechariah. Some good scripture. Some wonderful scripture, really. And I don't know altogether what we might say or do, if anything. There's some things in this scripture that Joshua wanted, well, the Lord wanted Joshua to see. He wanted him to know. There were some things coming that he wanted him to see and to know. The Bible says in that I read in your hearing tonight that when Joshua stood before the angel, said Satan was standing at his right hand to resist him. He is resisting him. Didn't want him, in other words, to go any further than where he is at. Resist. He resisted him. Pushed him back. There was something coming that Satan didn't want Joshua to have part of. Just a fact. Now think about it. You might say, preacher, that he hadn't come to that place. Well, the Lord, or the angel of the Lord, showed him what was coming. There's some things coming that they had never been under. We know this. Not a strange thought, not a strange thing. But nonetheless, he said, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Is not this one that's plucked out of the fire, a brand out of the fire? And he makes mention here, says, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Now, brethren, he wasn't talking altogether about his attire, that he wore and that he had put upon him, that he wasn't talking about them filthy garments. But he is talking about the state that Joshua was in. Now, Joshua was the high priest, but nonetheless, he is just a man. And brethren, the Bible says and teaches us in that of the Old Testament, it said, it's not our righteousness, it's as filthy rags in the sight of God. And I believe that's exactly what he is talking about when Joshua was standing in filthy garments. Filthy garments. My friend, and he could not cleanse himself. Man couldn't cleanse himself. Brethren, he showed Joshua exactly what the Lord was going to do and what he is going to bring. Yes, sir. Wouldn't that be wonderful to know, my friend, that there is one that would take that of the filth of your iniquity, brethren, and wash it away tonight. They didn't know that. They didn't understand that. They didn't. Brethren, there's some things. You say, preacher, you preach on some of this stuff quite often. You just keep praying. I'm going to preach on it as long as the Lord gives it. Glory! It might not mean much to you. But brethren, they did not know, brethren, the goodness of God and what God was bringing because of their filthy righteousness, my friend. Yes, their righteousness was as filthy rags. Yes, it was. It was. In their side, we talk about our righteousness being as filthy rags. And brethren, if it's mine and your righteousness, that's exactly what it is. Filthy rags. But we've been clothed, thank God. We've been clothed with the righteousness, brethren, of God tonight. Glory to God. Woo! God has redeemed us. Thank God out of our fallen state tonight. Yes, he has. Joshua, he says, now if you'll keep. Now they took the filthy rags off of him. They took the filthy garments off of him.
What did he say? He said, put a mitre upon his head. Put a mitre upon his head. Yes, sir. They put a mitre upon his head. Change his garments. Change his raiment. By God, he's no more filthy tonight. Standing before the Lord in his filthy garments. Standing before the Lord. Now, if you'll have it, brethren, he is showing that of what was coming. Brethren, in that of the likeness of Jesus Christ, the branch. Did you know that that word is spelled with all capital letters? The branch. I'm going to send, brethren, the branch. Woo! What's he going to do? He going to wash all that iniquity away. Huh? Yes, sir. They didn't know what that was. They didn't understand what that was. They didn't understand the fact, brethren, that that God was bringing, brethren, was a mystery unto them that lived under the law. Yes, it was. Take them filthy garments on. You know, we know how we stand between us and the Lord. We do. Every one of us does. I'm going to say this, and you might not think much about it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Brethren, there's some things you may be guilty of. Do you know that? There's some things, my friend, that comes to you, and brethren, you feel guilty. You know what I'm talking about. You feel guilty. Brethren, and when you feel guilty, they've got one thing to do. That's just repent and get rid of it. You see if he won't wash it off. Huh? You see if he won't. I think a lot of times, you know, people think the Lord has changed. That God has changed, my friend, from Malachi to Matthew. That he changed. God has changed. Brethren, there's no such thing as God a changing tonight. Glory to God. I wish I could pour some of it this in you. Woo! Yes. Yes, I have to take my time, so you just bear with me. Brethren, there's a greatness that come from the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a greatness that come from him. And brethren, he has shared that greatness with his people tonight. Hadn't he? Joshua, he said, he told them, he said, take them garments off of him. We're going to put a mitre on his head. He said, and we're going to change his raiment. He said, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And he said, and unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. And I, he says, and I will give thee a change of raiment. Woo! A change. Brethren, why? Why is it that it looks like a new world when you get born again? I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. There's things tonight. Listen. He said, and I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Woo! Reckon what he's talking about. Bible says, somewhere in the book of Isaiah, I believe it is, he talked about a highway where no ravenous beast was thereon. Glory! Was it not? He called it the highway of holiness. Woo! Brethren, there ain't no evil, brethren, on that highway. No, sir. It's a good way. A highway of holiness. Told Joshua the same thing. That's what he told him. He said, I'll give thee a place to walk among these that stand by. Huh? These that stand by. Brethren, it might not be but a few. But the truth of it is, my friend, there will be a few that'll take notice. Do you know that? They will. It might not be an overleaping abound and abundance, my friend, all the time. It might not be that we gather people in by the groves, but thank God there's a few, brother, that's needing and looking for something, my friend. You ought to have something to give them. Do you know that? You ought to have something to give them. I've thought a lot of times, hey, a lady approached us in the store the other day. Now, I don't do this all the time, but sometimes I do. I'll just be honest with you. I go on my feelings a lot of time, how I feel, I guess. That's what you can say. She said she needed something to eat, and she didn't have no money. And I thought about that, and if there had been anything close by, I'd have just took her. I would have. I'd have just took her and got her something to eat. That's what I'd have done. They wasn't nothing close by, and I didn't know what I had, really. Just opened my billfold. I did, and I give her some money. And somebody standing by said, now, she's just down at the store, down there at the other store, doing the same thing. I said, that's between her and the Lord. That's just between her and the Lord. I said, I done what I done. I ain't going to worry about it. One bit in this world. Now, there's a lot of times I don't do that. But I tell you, these folks in need are in. They are. They're in need. And I ain't talking about monetary. They may be in monetary need. They may be in the worst financial shape they've ever been in their life. But I'm going to tell you something. They're in need of something worse than that. Something, my friend, and you can take it to the bank, my friend. God owns the cattle and the hills, thank God, together. Does he not? Glory to God. If there is such a thing as a dollar stretcher, brother, God's got one. Preacher, I don't know about that either. Shame on you. Shame on you. You ought to know about it. Yes, sir. You ought to know about it. There's things, brethren, that God wants to do for His people. Always has. Always. David said, my friend, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits? Huh? For all His benefits. He seen some benefits, my friend, in serving the Lord. Yes, sir, in serving the Lord. Brethren, if you don't see it beneficial, brethren, for you to serve God, my friend, you're missing the mark tonight. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. There ain't a one of you sitting here, my friend, that wouldn't like a good blessing. We had one Sunday morning, didn't we? Huh? All these mamas, I'll just be honest with you. They was over here praying. And I just sitting there thinking, I said, look at all them mamas. Huh? Look at all them. Brethren, they wasn't just raising young ones. You hear me? They didn't raise just young ones. My friend, they had some over here they had to help. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God. Thank God. Glory. Brethren, I can't help it tonight. I don't know where to shout, run, thank God, or hide. Preacher, I don't know about you sometimes. I don't either, as far as that goes. Think about it. Think about it. He said, hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. I'll bring forth my servant, the branch. He was showing Joshua some things, folks. He's showing Joshua some things that hadn't yet come to pass. That hadn't yet been revealed. Hadn't come into a full climate. I don't know where Joshua realized, my friend, the greatness and the goodness that God was bestowing upon him. Because he was. Yes, he was. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Reckon which stone he set before him. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. I'll remove the iniquity of that land in one day. One day. One day. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. What did some of them ask him when he walked upon the face of this earth? Said, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? What did he say? He said, thou shalt call every man that's under the vine and under the fig tree. Huh? Your neighbor. That what he said is, things were fixing to change. We know that. I know you know that. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know if yet that we know the glorious, glorious act that the Lord had done. There's a lot of songs about the cross. They are. There's a lot. I didn't realize there's so many, but there's song after song, my friend, that talks about the cross, and there's There's several of them that some of these groups saying now that, and one of them's got a question, said, what does the cross mean to you? What does the cross mean to you? You know, the scripture teaches us that no man can follow him except they first deny themselves and take up what? His cross. His cross. And follow me. Is that what he said? We all got a cross. I've heard testimony after testimony what people's crosses is. I don't know whether we know what a cross is. Preacher, you ought not talk like that. I wonder sometimes if we even know what a cross is. Think about it. Did you know? Yes, you did. But did you know that, brethren, it spoke, it said, cursed be the man that hangeth on a tree. And for this reason, brethren, he became the curse for us. Yes, he did. He took all that sin, did he not? He said he'll take away iniquity in one day. Did he not? Yeah. Well, it took time. It took time for this and it took time for that. But the fact of it is, he died one day. Did he not? Died for mine and your sin. Yes, sir. And I'm glad that ain't the end of it. Not the end of it. I'm a strange feller sometimes. I do. I listen to a lot of songs. They some of them's pretty good, and they some of them, I don't know what they are. Just a song, I guess. Some of them. But I listen. There's one I'm listening to. Every time it comes on, I'm around, I listen to it, and it's, I don't know who's singing it, and I ain't never heard them before, don't reckon. If I have, I didn't know it. Anyway, the songs, it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. We got a song here in the church hymnal. That there's another song that pretty much got the same words except for the chorus, but it's sung just a little bit different. I don't know where I'm singing or not, and I don't know that I am. But it talks. It. Let me try. Just let me try. Got to get tuned to it. My heavenly home is bright and fair. No pain nor death can enter there. Its glittering tires the sun outshines. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. My Father's house is built on high, far, far above the starry sky. When from this earthly prison free, that heavenly mansion shall be mine. Let others seek a home below, which flames devour or waves o'erflow. Be mine a happier lot to own, a heavenly mansion near the throne. Then fail this earth, let stars decline, and sun and moon refuse to shine. All nature sing and cease to be, that heavenly mansion stands for me. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home to die no more, to die no more, to die no more. I'm going home to die no more. Good song. I'm going to say something. It's a good song, but there ain't a whole lot of truth in it. You say, preacher, you just sung it. There's a lot of songs that they've got the right meaning, but they just got them in the wrong place. I'm going home. I ain't going home to die no more. Do you know that? Not the reason I'm going. The truth of it is, and what the scripture teaches, my friend, death hath no more dominion over him. He tasted death for every man. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I doubt I'm going to have a mansion next to the Lord. You say, preacher, you ought not talk like that. It's just a fact. Brethren, if I'm ever anything, my friend, 14th chapter of the book of St. John, go and read it. You believe in God, believe also in me. That's what he said. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I'd have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be there also. I know what the scripture says. That's exactly what it said. You say, preacher, what's wrong with that? There ain't nothing. Mansion's not anything but a dwelling place. A dwelling place. Absolutely. You want to get technical about it, you can go and look it up, brethren, and there's probably definitions about that long concerning mansions. Over in Britain, the British, brethren, they got apartments over there they call mansions. Yeah. But a mansion is nothing but a dwelling place. Yes, sir. Dwelling place. Brethren, what good's a house if nobody lives in it? Huh? Think about it. What good's a house? Nobody. Did you know a house, just naturally speaking, a house that's not lived in, brethren, it will deteriorate. Yes, it will. Quickly. Rapidly. There's a lot of houses, my friend, that's got no dwelling in them tonight. Yes, sir. Brother, the Bible says, he said, I'll go and prepare a place for you. What did I read here the other day? What did I read from the foundation of the world? Brethren, he done that from the foundation. He prepared a place. I read it to you just the other day. Did I not? There's a definition, my friend, for preparing a way for a way. There's several definitions for it. It ain't quite as long as that of a mansion, but it's pretty long. It's got all kinds. And you can just read on and on and on. There's one in the midst of all that reading, my friend, that says a way of admission. A way for a place. A place. A way of admission. Brethren, if Christ didn't make a way for me and you, we got nothing to stand on. Yes, sir. We got nothing to hope for. Brethren, it's what He done for us. And brethren, He prepared that way for us. Yes, He did. And them doors are still open. Yes, they are. They ain't going to be shut. No, sir. Not at all by day. I'll hush. Good to be here. Good to be here. Anybody got anything?